Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Right now, we're going to head out to the SDCCU fan hotline. Always a pleasure to welcome this gentleman to our program. Eric Williams, who covers the LA Chargers for ESPN.com. Eric, I can't get that out of my mind that they're no longer the San Diego Chargers.
San Diego certainly sounds right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. Hey, I got to bring you on, and I got to send out my condolences to you a little bit. Your Mariners are kind of on a real skid right now.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit, although they're over 500, and certainly a lot of fans in Seattle didn't expect them to be where they're at right now. But, yeah, they're scuffing a little bit, but they're still fun to watch right now. They're almost like a softball team with how many home runs they're hitting.
Yeah, no question about that. I just thought I'd rib you a little bit about that ball club. The Friars got him a couple times last week here in San Diego. I want to talk about Tom Telesco and what he was able to get done in the NFL draft this past week. First round pick, 28th overall, defensive tackle, Jerry Tillery, 6'7", 295 out of Notre Dame. What I read on him, tremendous athlete, just a very inconsistent player in his college career. What do you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think that's the reason why he was still there at 28, because you look at the measurables and the production he had, 8 sacks, and then he had 4 sacks against Stanford. You think maybe he would have went a little bit higher. But you're right, the tape was inconsistent. He also has a labrum injury that he had surgery on in March, so he's injured. And then when I talk to people around the league, question his passion for the game. He's a guy that has a lot of outside interest outside of football. You know, he studied Japanese. He's been abroad. He's an economic major, which is unusual for a football player. But those are the kind of people that Notre Dame attracts. So it'll be interesting to see how he fits into the locker room. And, again, is he going to be a guy that's going to be a consistent player for the Chargers? They certainly need a person like that, a guy that can push the pocket and help, you know, guys like Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram consistently get to the quarterback. But Tom Telesco said that was the only first round grade that they had on the guy when they picked at 28, and he feels, I think, their most obvious need, which was a defensive tackle.
Who they got coming back now with everything that's gone on during the offseason? Who do they have at that defensive tackle spot?
Yeah, they only had 3 guys there currently heading into the draft. Brandon Mebane and Justin Jones would be their starters. Mebane at nose, Justin at 3 tech on early downs. And then T.Y. McGill is another guy that plays nose behind Mebane. Isaac Rochelle is a defensive end on early downs, but can push inside and rush from the interior in obvious passing situations. But they still need to add more depth there. They did draft a guy out of Cincinnati in the 7th round that can play defensive tackle. But I think first, second week of May, you're going to see them maybe add another defensive lineman or two to kind of beef up that group.
We're joined by Eric Williams from ESPN.com, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. I got to tell you, I did not have this guy necessarily on my draft board, the young safety out of Delaware, Nasir Adderley, but when I read up on him, sounds like they got a pretty good young player here.
Yeah, to me, that was a signature pick for this year's draft. The Chargers really haven't had a guy that could run sideline to sideline as a free safety since Weddle left in free agency a couple years ago. And as you know, Gus Bradley's defense, they need an Earl Thomas back there to kind of erase mistakes because they play so much cover one, cover three when they're playing single safety. Jahlil Adai filled that role last year, but he was really playing out of position. He's more of a strong safety than a free safety. So they're able to get a guy in second round that has the measurables, that has that explosiveness in terms of his athleticism, and is a ball hawk that's going to go out there and get the ball. And he's also a pretty good tackler, too. He'll come up and hit you. So for them to be able to get him at 60, they didn't trade up to get him. They were patient and waited. I think it's going to change the way that defense looks. And I think this defense really has a chance to be special when you look at all three levels of their defense. They have Pro Bowl players, obviously Joey Bosa and Ingram, defensive line. In the middle, Thomas Davis, you add from the Panthers. And then I think Denzel Perryman is a Pro Bowl player if he can stay healthy. And then the back end, you have Derwin James and Casey Hayward. If that defense can stay healthy, I think they have a chance to be special.
Third round, the offensive tackle out of Sioux Falls, 6'6", 309, Trey Pipkins. Yeah. Seemed like that may have been a little bit of a reach with him. It looks like he's more of a project guy for me.
No, I think that's fair, Coach. And Plesko said one of the reasons they chose him there is because they felt like they wouldn't get him at the end of the fourth, that somebody would have plucked him before they got down to pick him. So they went ahead and took him in the third. He is a project. You know, he's a guy that he only had a scholarship, one scholarship coming out of high school, and that was to Sioux Falls, a Division II school. Interesting story. He was 5'11" as junior in high school. Huh. He grew 6 inches over 3 months and got to 6'6". And Coach, as you know, when you grow that quickly in that short of a time frame, there can be some awkwardness in trying to get used to being a different height. And so he was a tight end in high school. They moved him to offensive tackle in college, and this guy that's just kind of continued to get better. And he has all the measurables that they're looking for in a tackle. Long levers, 6'6", 310, the dancing bare feet, so he can get out there and kick step and has the athleticism to keep up with talented defensive ends, but he's going to have to obviously have a steep learning curve to try to get up to speed. A guy that maybe doesn't see the field this year, but down the road, you know, particularly with Russell Okung, you know, probably moving on the next year or two, they're going to need to figure out a plan to replace somebody like that.
Eric Williams from ESPN.com. We're taking a look at the Charger draft. He's joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. In the fourth round, they went back to Notre Dame once again and got an inside linebacker, Drew Tranquil, 6'2", 234. This guy, it seems like this guy is a real football player, a real student of the game.
Yeah, a guy that came in as a safety, pretty good athlete, ended up moving up. Bulking up and moving to linebacker. He can play all three linebacker positions for them. But I think mainly you're going to see that this is a guy that's going to come in and play special teams, you know, particularly with Kyle Emanuel retiring. They need to have somebody come in and kind of fill that role as a core special teams player, but also a possibility of a guy working into your lineup as a linebacker. Two-year captain at Notre Dame. And, you know, the Chargers like those golden dumps, you know. They take Tillery in the first. They got Isaac a couple of years ago. Obviously, Manti a couple of years ago. They seem to go to that well quite often when you talk about bringing in guys from Notre Dame.
Eric, in the fifth round, they took the quarterback out of North Dakota State, Easton Stick. And is this the guy they're looking at right now as possibly the heir apparent, Philip Rivers, or is this a guy just coming in to compete with Cardale Jones during training camp?
Yeah, I think it's just a guy to come in and compete with Cardale for that number three spot and push him, see if they can figure that number three spot out in terms of just having a developmental guy on the roster. They really like his poise, his leadership, in his athleticism. He ran 4.62. That's pretty fast for a quarterback. Was 49-3 with the Bison. That's impressive. Replaced Carson Wentz, so he had some pretty big shoes to fill at North Dakota State and seemed to handle himself pretty well. It's just kind of take a flyer on a guy. You know, the Chargers haven't drafted a quarterback since 2013, Brad Sorensen, in the seventh round. He's no longer in the league. But I think it's just kind of taking a flyer on a guy, trying to get that quarterback room, you know, a little better. They have Tyrod Taylor. He's the backup. They paid him pretty good money, 2 years, $11 million. And Tyrod's still pretty young, you know, 29 years old. With the way that the quarterbacks continue to play into their 30s, you know, Tyrod's probably going to be around for a while as well.
Eric, in the sixth round, they took a really interesting guy for me. I don't know where this guy fits in. He should fit in on special teams, because I know he played very well early in his career at the University of Houston in that area. But this outside linebacker, Emeka Egbule, a pretty interesting athlete.
Yeah, 6'2", 245, run and chase linebacker. He'll be an auto in their scheme, which is basically Sam outside backer. I think he can play some defensive end, too, because he has some pass rush ability, and he kind of tracks as a guy that could play that role as a Leo defensive end behind Ingram. I think you're right. This guy's probably going to help you in teams because of his athleticism. But he played with a pretty talented player at Houston, Ed Oliver, and was able to get one-on-ones and take advantage of that because, you know, people were paying so much attention to Oliver inside. So he's a guy that maybe has a chance to latch on as a back-end roster guy if he can play special teams. If not, he'll probably be a practice squad guy.
And, Eric, finally, the defensive tackle they took in the seventh round, Cortez Broughton, 6'2", 293 out of Cincinnati. Little undersized, I think, to play inside in the NFL.
Yeah, but that's the kind of guy that Gus likes in his system. You know, guys that can move around a little bit. Damian Square is kind of a perfect example of that. You know, Damian would play anywhere from close to 300 and maybe drop down to 280 if they wanted to move him outside to play defensive end. He actually started at defensive end when Bosa was hurt. And so it just gives him some flexibility. He has some pass rush ability to push the pocket. They want their guys in the middle to really get upfield and be disruptive and not play as much two gap. So I think he kind of fits some of the things they're looking for in a defense tackle. And again, you know, maybe he's a guy that can either earn a back into the roster spot because they have such a lack of depth at defensive tackle, or be a practice squad guy.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you how the Chargers looked at their draft because all teams figure they got exactly what they wanted. It's like in recruiting. There's not a school in America that had a bad signing date for recruits. But from what the Chargers needed to do in this draft, what needs they needed to address, do you feel that they addressed them?
I think for the most part, you know, I'd probably give them a B-, because they did a good job of kind of just sticking where they at. They didn't feel like they needed to move up to get a particular guy. They filled their needs for the most part. I think the one thing that they need to do that maybe they didn't do the draft is add more depth to the offensive line. I think, you know, at times they struggled, particularly when you look at Sam Tevi at right tackle, Dan Feeney at left guard. Those guys need to continue to improve and get better. I think the Chargers are banking on another year in the system and another year of reps for those guys, for both of those guys to improve. You're going to have Forrest Lamp that's going to be competing for a job along that offensive line, whether it's right guard or left guard. I don't know where he slots in right now. They're going to, you know, have training camp to figure that part out. But I do think they need to continue to add talent there because they have guys that are getting a little longer in the tooth. You look at Russell Okung, Mike Pouncey, and Phillip needs to be protected, particularly from pass rush in his face, because Phillip's not a guy that obviously is going to get out of the pocket and make plays. So I think they need to continue to address that. Maybe they look to add somebody in free agency that can help them.
All right, Eric, hey, great job. Appreciate the time. And that's exactly what I gave him earlier when I was looking at the draft, a B-. As always, my friend, thanks so much for the time today.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for having me, Coach. I appreciate it.
There you go. Eric Williams from ESPN.com joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. You can nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.